From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration Sunday after a week of protests in Tunis and across the North African country. The protests are fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues. Sunday also marked the seventh year since Tunisia's Arab Spring uprising that toppled President Zain El Abidine Ben Ali after 23 years in power. The slogan chanted 7 years ago, "Work, Freedom, and Dignity," was invoked yet again this past week for the demonstrations. A magnitude 7.1 earthquake has left at least one person dead and dozens injured in Peru on Sunday. The early morning quake was centered 40 kilometers from Acari in the Arequipa department of southwestern Peru, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. A 55-year-old man was crushed to death by a rock in the town of Yauca, according to the Arequipa governor Yamila Osorio on Twitter. U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen said Sunday it was, quote, unfortunate there was a false emergency alarm about an incoming missile in Hawaii, but she said authorities are working to make sure it doesn't happen again. Officials continued to investigate the circumstances surrounding the incident on Saturday, in which residents of the westernmost U.S. state, which is located in the Central Pacific, were erroneously sent emergency alerts on television, radio, email, and mobile devices that warned ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. This is VOA News. Afghanistan government negotiators and Taliban officials have reportedly opened unofficial talks in Turkey to discuss mechanisms that could pave the ground for initiating a formal peace dialogue. Participants in the meeting have told Afghan media the talks have been arranged in cooperation with the Turkish government. Officials from the Taliban's Qatar-based office and other insurgent groups are said to be among the attendees. The Afghan government, however, has not commented on those discussions, but a Taliban spokesman has rejected the reports about the group's participation in talks in Turkey. President Trump contended on Sunday that a U.S. program to protect young immigrants from deportation is probably dead, in his words. He said that opposition Democrats don't really want it, but just want to be able to talk about the issue. The fate of the program, protecting nearly 800,000 immigrants from deportation who were brought to the U.S. illegally by their parents years ago when they were children, is at the forefront of the Washington political debate this week. It's part of discussions between the White House and Congress over new funding for the government to avert a partial government shutdown when U.S. agencies run out of money at midnight on Friday. President Trump sparred Sunday with the Wall Street Journal over whether he already has or would have a good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Four reporters for the newspaper interviewed Trump at the White House last week, with both the Journal and Trump officials recording it. But they now are disputing what he said about Kim. At one point, Trump, according to the newspaper's transcript, said he has a great relationship with both Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, adding, "And I probably have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea." A Journal reporter interjected, saying, "Just to be clear, you haven't spoken to the North Korean leader. I mean, when you say a relationship with..." But Trump responded, "I don't want to comment on it. I don't want to comment. I'm not saying I have or I haven't, but I just don't." The reporter said some people would see your tweets, which are sometimes combative towards Kim Jong-un, and Trump responded, "Sure, you see that a lot with me, and then all of a sudden somebody's my best friend." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.